Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Hardy reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Geiger chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Bresut. Bresut fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Bresut. Geiger throws the ball into Bresut, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Snyder scores. Robinson moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-0 in the game. Estrada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Schilling applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbukett is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brassoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estrada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brassoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brassoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Brassoud hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Dick Hall now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brandt scores. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Geiger throws the ball into Schilling, who relays the ball to Tillman, who tags Williams, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-4 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeding moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Snyder scores. It's 8-3, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Brandt moves to third. It's 9-3, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schilling strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 9-4, Orioles. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Orioles. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.